91X News.
It's 15 degrees and sunny at 12:01. Good afternoon, I'm Dan Canatero. Belleville Police Service traffic management team responded to a three-vehicle accident in North Front and College Street late last night. Three people were taken to Quinney Healthcare with non-life-threatening injuries. The investigation is ongoing. The Supreme Court of Canada says a teenage girl allegedly defamed a bogus Facebook page that proceeded with a lawsuit. Terry Pedwell has the story.
Judges ruled 7-0 that the teenager is entitled to anonymity to avoid her becoming a victim a second time. But the court also rejected her request for a publication ban on the defamation suit, as long as she's not identified in any materials made public. The case made its way to the Supreme Court after the girl's family appealed a decision by the Nova Scotia Court of Appeal. That court ruled that the girl couldn't proceed with a defamation case without revealing her name because there is an open court principle at stake. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The girl was 15 when she and her family applied for a court order compelling internet service provider Eastlink to identify the person who had allegedly set up a fake Facebook profile for her. Laura Hare says Alzheimer's Society of Belleville Hastings Quinney is in need of more government funding. With only 25% of their total budget funded by the government, the success of each fundraising event is crucial. Hare, the executive director, says more funding would definitely relieve some stress.
It would be like a relief valve on the pressure of fundraising. We wouldn't have to constantly be coming up with new methods of fundraising, and we could concentrate more on programs and services.
Last year, the Alzheimer's Society raised over $200,000 from fundraisers and donations and still managed to end up with over $2,000 in debt. The Canadian Auto Workers Union has reached a tentative agreement with Chrysler to wrap up negotiations at a Big Three automaker without resulting to a strike. Alan Black has more.
CAW President Ken Lawenza says the agreement meets the pattern set in deals already in place with Ford and GM.
The $3,000 ratification bonus is intact. The $2,000 cost of living adjustments in year 2, 3, and 4 are intact.
The union came to terms with Ford on September 17th, just hours before a strike deadline. Workers approved that deal by a margin of 82%. The CAW reached agreement with GM 3 days later, and that deal is still in the ratification stage. Alan Black, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Public sector unions say they'll fight legislation giving the provincial government the power to impose contracts. With wage freeze on nearly 500,000 workers, Finance Minister Dwight Duncan says he expects the court to challenge. He believes the Liberals' attempts at negotiating wage freezes will satisfy any legal concerns. The number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits plunged 26,000 last week to a seasonally adjusted 359,000. It's the lowest level of weekly applications in 9 weeks. Economist Gus Forshe says the big dip may be returned to normal after unusual circumstances pushed claims higher earlier this month.
The Labor Day holiday and then some hurricanes may have affected claims. So we'll have to see whether this drop is sustained. But certainly this is good news for the September jobs report, which we'll get next week.
The U.S. Labor Department says the four-week average of Americans seeking unemployment benefits declined 4,500 to 374,000. A former Canadian ambassador to the U.N. says Prime Minister Harper is missing a chance to tell the world about Canada's foreign policy. Harper is in New York to collect a private award for global statesmanship, but he is skipping a chance to address the U.N., and Stephen Lewis says that's a mistake.
But you don't need us, an international statesman award, to recognize that we have just effectively broken diplomatic relations with Iran. So what a great opportunity to take the platform and tell the world why.
Lewis serves as an ambassador to the UN under conservative Prime Minister Brian Mulroney. One of the original stars of the Pink Panthers movies has died at the age of 95. Michael Weinfield has a story.
He was the guy who Peter Sellers drove crazy in the Pink Panther movies.
Who did you assign to the case? Clouseau. Oh, my God.
Herbert Lom played Inspector Clouseau's boss, who hated Clouseau so much, he developed a nervous tic that made his eyes twitch uncontrollably.
Give me 10 men like Clouseau, and I could destroy the world.
Lom appeared in more than 100 films, including Spartacus and El Cid. His son Alex said his dad never wanted to be pigeonholed as Clouseau's boss, but the Pink Panther movies were so popular, it's the role everyone remembers. I'm Michael Weinfeld.
The original Pink Panther film came out in 1963. Public Works Minister Rona Ambrosi has appointed an Ontario businessman to help improve Canada's often troubled defense process. She says Tom Jenkins will be a special advisor and will work with defense contractors to boost competitiveness. Jenkins is executive chairman and chief strategy officer of Open Text Corporation in Waterloo, Ontario. Ambrosi says Jenkins will look to ways of a streamlined predicament and increase job opportunities in defense-related industries. A conservative private member's motion that could have reopened the debate on abortion has been defeated in the Commons. But Tory MP Stephen Woodworth says the fight isn't over. He's urging Canadians to express their views about abortion to MPs so a similar motion can pass in the future.
I hope people all across Canada will really take to heart, will be moved to advocate that we enshrine in Canadian law the inherent worth and dignity of every human being.
New Democrat women's issues critic Nikki Ashton says status of Women's Minister Rona Ambrosi should be replaced for voting in favor of Woodward's motion. That's 91X News. I'll have sports next.
Hey, Steve, you want to get pizza? I've heard Brenda's Pizza Factory is real good.
Sweet. Their student walk-in special is awesome. You get a large two-topping pizza for a great deal.
How much?
$9.99, dude.
Wow. Just $9.99? Bonus. Let's go.
Brenda's Pizza Factory, with two locations to serve you. In Belleville, corner of Sydney and Bridge, call 968-3336. In Napanee, Center Street East, 354-3000.
Brenda's Pizza Factory, the best za in town.
The Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team started off their preseason schedule with a 4-set victory over the Fleming Knights last night in the Lancer Dome. As the game didn't have any impact on the regular season standings, the Lancers had some unusual lineup combinations on the floor. Lancers captain Kristen Telsma talked about the revolving lineup.
We threw a lot of people into a lot of different positions, so it was just a big learning experience. We just wanted to see what works, who works well where.
The Lancers head off to a couple of preseason tournaments before the regular season begins on Halloween night against George Brown Huskies. The Loyalist Lancers men's volleyball team began their preseason with an intense 5-set loss to the Fleming Knights last night here at Loyalist. The young Lancers team found themselves trailing throughout most of the game, but battled back, forcing the match to the limit. Loyalist head coach Dave Templer says his team gave the coaching staff a lot of positives to work with.
It really highlighted some things for the coaching staff that we can come back at them and really work on. And I see that as a positive. Sure, you know, we would have liked to have won that 5th set, but at least we dragged it out to 5.
The team's first regular season home game isn't until November 7th, a rematch with the Knights. There's a new leader in the American League Central. The Tigers put themselves in position to take over the first place when they beat Kansas City last night by a score of 5-4. It became a one-game lead once the Chicago White Sox were beaten by Cleveland. In other action, Baltimore kept pace with the Yankees in the AL East division. The reason? The Blue Jays kind of lost by more than a touchdown. Good news for the Jays last night, it was their last road game of the season, and Eddie Encarnacion blasted his 42nd home run of this campaign. He only trails Josh Hamilton by one lone bomb in the homer race. Other games with playoff implications? Torrey Hunter's RBI singles tied it in the 7th and ended it in the 9th, and the Los Angeles Angels rallied to keep pace in the AL wildcard race with their 5th consecutive victory, with a 4-3 win over the Seattle Mariners. This evening's NFL game in Baltimore will showcase the return of the regular NFL referees, with an agreement in place of allowing the return of the veteran officials. Joe Flacco and the Baltimore Ravens host the Cleveland Browns. Cleveland is winless in their last 3 games this season, while the Ravens are 2-1. The English Football Association is banning Chelsea star captain John Terry for 4 games for racially abusing an opponent. Terry has also been fined $350,000 Canadian for abusing Queen's Park Rangers defender Anton Ferdinand during a Premiership game last year already. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports91x.fm. That's sports. 91x weather is next. The weather, it's sunny in a high of 17. At 12:10, it's 15 degrees. 91x News on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Dan Canatero. News is next at 1.